This is our mom podcast. And my mom is Cecily. And my mom is Vanessa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tellers of the Untold. I am Vanessa. And happy Memorial Day to all of you guys. If you guys do not or are not aware of this, our Black history fact number one today is that Memorial Day was started by former slaves. Read this book if anybody gets a chance. It's called Race and Reunion, The Civil War in American Memory. And it was by this professor, David Bright. And he just says the case straight up, saying former slaves started Memorial Day. And they started it in 1865 on May 1st in Charleston, South Carolina. Really interesting, untold story. Check out our blog for that at www.tellersuntold.com. Very fascinating. Something that is not taught a lot in history books, or not taught at all in history books. But as we continue this day and we just honor those that have served and that continue to serve, we thank all of you guys that are serving. We have a interview today, and it is a teller. He was not in the military, but his family members were, his father and his uncle. So this interview is Kenneth Johnson. This clip is coming now, and hope you guys enjoy. Okay, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Kenneth Johnson.
And Kenneth, can you give us some kind of idea around how old you are?
I am 62. My birthday was May 26th. That was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. In terms of the 60s, I do remember certain things. I can remember when Dr. King was assassinated. I was sitting there watching television. My mom was laying on the couch and she was asleep. And then the announcer came on. He said Dr. King had been shot and killed. I woke my mom up. I said, "Mom, Dr. King has been shot." And she said they killed him. And then she went back to sleep. And I can remember the next couple of days, the high school kids and a lot of other young people were in the streets rioting, fighting with the police and throwing rocks and bombs and bottles. And it was awful. I'd never seen it before. That was, I think, the time that I think America had come closest to collapse. That year was 1968.
Well, can you tell everybody, for the viewers that are listening, what city you were in at the time?
Oh, I was in the city of Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what do you remember the most about that time when Dr. King was assassinated?
Well, I can remember the children, the young high school students walking down the streets in big crowds, throwing bottles and battling the police. And I'd never seen that before. It was the closest I had ever seen in this country to civil war. And I think if it had gone on, we really would have had a really, really bad time in America. We were really at that verge of civil war and revolution. I can remember that 1968 was the worst year I have ever seen in America.
Wow. So speaking of wars, this is actually Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And as you know from this podcast, this is also for young people to understand a little bit about Black history. Mm-hmm. So did you happen to serve in the war at all?
No, I never served in the military.
Okay. How about any of your family members?
My father did. My uncle did. They both served in Korea. And they used to say very interesting things about that war. And one thing they said that I had never saw in a history book or anywhere else is that when they were in the field, the Chinese would come out with loudspeakers. They would say, "Why are you colored soldiers fighting for the white man? He doesn't give you any kind of rights at all, and you're defending his system." And they would urge and try to entice the colored troops, the Black troops, to desert.
Okay. So is it something that you ever thought about joining?
I never really took it seriously. By the time I was ready to go to the service, they had switched over to an all-volunteer military, and so I was never drafted. I did think about going. I went into a boot camp about 2 months, and I didn't make it through, and I came out of there. And other than that, I've never had any time in the service.
Okay, so what are your feelings about some of the organizations such as the Black Panthers?
I think they were guys who were right out the neighborhood. They were young men who really believed they could make a difference. They were very, very idealistic. And I think many people respected them and thought very highly of them. And they were seen as a threat. I think that J. Edgar Hoover, the former head of the FBI, stated that they were the most dangerous group in America. And they were systematically exterminated. And they were gone. And as a matter of fact, there was in 69, I think December 4th, 1969, there was a raid on a Black Panther headquarters on the west side. And there was Fred Hampton and Mark Clark there. And when the police came in, they came in shooting. There was no resistance. And Fred Hampton and Mark Clark were literally shot in the beds, murdered in their beds. And I've never forgotten that.
So today, the kids out there, the Black kids out on the streets, what can we do? What's your opinion on what we can do to help them get back on their feet?
I think the solution now for the Black community is to work within the system. I think the system will present a lot of opportunities to people and a lot of opportunities for people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. I really think the system right now is a solution. And I think Black Americans, African Americans are really doing very, very well in many ways. We just had Mr. Obama, who is phenomenal, that we have a Black president. We have Black people contributing all up and down the ladder to the American system.
Okay, and your one last question. So for the young kids out there and them learning Black history, who would you, if you were to educate, had one person to tell them about in Black history, who would you tell them about?
That's a good question. I think for a lot of the young men who are in the street situation, who don't know which way to turn, have no way to go at all, I think one person who can be inspirational to them is a Black martyr from the early 70s who a lot of people have forgotten, and that was George Jackson. I think he had some good ideas. I think he was a little extreme to some extent, but I think he was an inspiration to a lot of young Black men who find themselves in a really bad situation and feel they have no way to go.
All right. Thank you so much for the interview. Thank you.